Any number of incentives and strategies have been deployed to try to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19. The Golisano Children's Hospital pediatric practice recently found some success by offering the vaccines to both eligible children coming in to office visits as well as their parents. With us now to explain how that works is Dr. Andrea Milne-Wenderlich, a pediatrician at UR Medicine. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
First, I want to ask if you could give us some context on the demographics of the kids the practice serves, because these are populations where there has been some hesitancy to get the COVID vaccine. Am I right?
Yes, that's accurate. So we have a patient population of around 13,000 patients, and the majority of our patients are on Medicaid and come from areas of high poverty in the city of Rochester.
So walk us through how, during the course of a child's visit to their pediatrician, the staff would bring up the idea of COVID vaccines for the kids and for the parent or caregiver.
So it's brought up several times throughout the visit. So the nurse or the tech who's bringing the patient back to get their vital signs and get them ready for their visit will often offer that we can do COVID vaccine for either the patient or their caregiver today and sort of bring it up as an option. Some patients are really excited about that option and some families, and others are a little bit more hesitant. So then usually the pediatrician or nurse practitioner who's seeing them will have a longer, more thorough discussion about it.
What sorts of reasons were folks giving for their hesitancy?
So I hear from a lot of people that they've read things on the internet that make them really scared, or that they've heard from friends or family about side effects that make them really worried.
Were they open to hearing another view?
Nearly all of the people that I've talked to have been willing to hear about what we can offer as medical evidence towards promoting the COVID-19 vaccine.
So I understand this approach was taken in August and September, a sort of a back-to-school vaccination effort. What kind of outcomes did you see with this approach? How many children and parents were vaccinated?
So to date, we've given over 1,400 COVID-19 vaccine doses. So we are continuing to do it even outside of our back-to-school time.
Okay. And among those, how many were children and how many were parents of the 1,400?
So the majority are still our patient population, but about a quarter of them have been caregivers.
Why do you think this approach worked? And is there something the community at large can learn from it?
So I think that those who had no concerns about the COVID vaccine and were really looking forward to getting it, they went and got it right away. They went to the mass vaccination sites and they made sure that they got it quickly. Those who are more hesitant need someone that they trust to discuss it with them. And a pediatrician is a very trusted source of information about vaccines. We give vaccines all day, every day to infants and children and adolescents, and we're very comfortable discussing the safety of vaccines and side effects. And we are a trusted source of medical information for many families. Many caregivers see their pediatrician much more frequently than they see their own physician. So we also have more opportunities to discuss things with caregivers.
Do you think sometimes the unvaccinated are viewed in too simplistic a way?
Yes, I think painting people who haven't gotten a COVID vaccine with a broad brush is something that we need to be really careful about. I think people have a lot of reasons that they are concerned about the COVID-19 vaccine, and trying to remain open-minded and listening and validating the concerns that they may have while giving them as accurate of medical information as we can is our responsibility as a medical community.
And I believe you said this is an ongoing effort, so that even today, if a parent came in with a child, either one of them, if eligible, would be able to get a vaccine in this way and might be encouraged to do so.
Absolutely.
Dr. Andrea Milne-Wenderlich is an assistant professor in the Division of General Pediatrics at UR Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.